stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are a show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. But hey, listen, we need to go about 1 million at a time. And the only way we can do that is if you take this show and other shows like American Vindicta and share these far and wide, because about 60% of the people are ignorant as a box of rocks about politics. And we need to make them care, because if we don't, when it comes time for about half of these people to vote, and about half will vote, and it's about 60% of the country. So we're talking about influencing 30% of the country that will vote. If we don't get to them, the Democrats will, because the Democrats have unlimited resources, whether it's FTX or George Soros, you name it, they've got it. And so therefore, the Democrats will win the name recognition battle with ignorant voters. And on that note, you need to take shows like this and share them far and wide so we can offset some of that advantage. Now, do I think voting is hopelessly corrupt? Yes, but I'm banking on the fact that maybe they can only cheat so much. And some of the experts that know the, shall we say, the protocols on how the cheating's done, they tell me there's still limits. So we can base our hope on the fact that we can shift enough people into being active voters. But I will say this, do not vote straight Republican. You'd be better off. Let me give you an example. Like if you were voting for Mitch McConnell, write in your own name. Do not vote for that scumbag. He's a traitor to this country. China owns him, and he pretends to be a Republican while he sells out America First candidates, including Donald Trump. So, like I said, be careful. I don't support the Republican Party, but there are many Republicans that I do support, like Carrie Lake. So that's my monologue here coming in. We're going to be joined here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, obviously, by my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, ex-military contractor, ex-combat Marine, ex-supervisor DHS activities like with Antifa and at the border. He's done it all. And so we rely heavily on his expertise. And today we're going to talk about market forces. And they're really in the news, and the news is not good, people. Biden is achieving success because he's taking America down, and the economy is living proof of that. Very quickly before we join Doug, if you don't have your storable food, you're basically condemning yourself to stand in a Biden food line someday. Do you trust that you'll get your needs met? Yeah, exactly. So what are you going to do? Well, you're going to go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And you're going to see all that there is to offer. Really low prices, lowest in the industry. Specials galore, a lot of add-on values, different packages, 25-year shelf life, restaurant quality, breakfast, lunch, dinner, foodwithdave.com. Listen, don't come to my door. Don't be one of those rioters in the street because you didn't take care of needs. Take care of it now while you can, because there's going to come a day that the only food you're going to have access to is what's in your home, foodwithdave.com. Also, Noble Gold. The Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says the banks can take your money, they can take your retirements, and you need to be cognizant of that. And I can send you a no-obligation information packet digitally. If you go to DaveHodgesGold.com, it'll explain what Noble Gold can do for you. But briefly, they can save your retirement by getting it out of the bank and gold backing it. And gold's held its value for 6,000 years. And they can do the same kind of thing with your bank account. Now, I'm required to say this. You'd think that FTX would have had to say this. But I'm all too happy to say investments carry an inherent risk. And past performance is no indicator of future performance. I will say this, though, about Noble Gold. I've been advertising for nearly 6 years, and I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 4.5, 5 years. So I would encourage you strongly to take a look at where you have put your assets. And if you have a nest egg to protect, you best get a hold of Noble Gold. Let us send you that information pack at DaveHodgesGold.com. And then finally, the Mike Lindell people have made for this audience great specials on all the MyPillow products. 2-for-1, 50% off in some cases, 75% off in other cases. All you got to do to look at the catalog is go to MyPillow.com/Hodges. That's MyPillow.com/Hodges. Coupon code, listen to this, Hodges. All easy to remember, isn't it? All right, Doug Thornton is here, and we're going to talk about the markets. I'll just do a little quick lead-in real quick. Schwab today, the bank, their assets analyzed, and let me tell you, They're in trouble. They're greatly in debt. Doug?
Yes. Hey, man, I was watching some of this stuff about Charles Schwab, and they're saying that rate hikes are going to double.
Yeah, I hear you. Yep.
Rate hikes are going to double. Interest is going to grow by almost 25%. And the problem with America is we have a weak economy and we have weak stocks right now. Unlike China, who has a strong economy and weak stocks. And I think another part of that really lies into what our neighbors around the world think of America in regards to buying our products. And, you know, one thing that doesn't help us is the more aggressive we are on the markets and the more aggressive we are on foreign politics, the less viable America, I guess you could say, makes itself with making deals with other countries. You know, when Trump was in, every week, Dave, and you and I watched this happen every week. It was a new deal after new deal, from Xi Jinping to Putin to India to Pakistan to Mexico to Canada. I mean, all over the place. This man was in Saudi Arabia, the Middle East. He was everywhere making deals with people, and no one told Donald Trump no, did they? No one told that man no. Now, we cannot buy oil from any country except Russia. Even though we can make all of our own oil, we can't buy oil from anywhere. Venezuela told us no. Saudi Arabia is telling us no now, which that's a huge hit on many different levels. Iran, of course, is going to tell us no. But those countries have turned outward, away from America, and are giving their oil to the BRICS nations that they've joined. These alliances against America, it's not proving well. And we have right here on the Zero Hedge, the Dirt and Dispatch. By the way, if you don't know what Zero Hedge is, it's probably one of the best alternative news websites mm-hmm. out
Agree.
There.
Yeah, it is.
It's in my top three. So this is what was just put out yesterday. Weak jolts, poor factory orders, hot EU inflation, surprise RBA rate hike, a sudden realization of the urgency and seriousness of the debt ceiling debacle, Europe back from vacation, or just pre-FOMC jitters. Now, what he's talking about is there is a total collapse going on right now with regional banks, and I'll read it for you. He says, who knows, to be frank, but everything went just a little bit turbo over the weekend, starting with a total collapse in regional banks. And despite the Biden administration claiming that the FRC was just another outlier business model, PacWest, Western Alliance, and Zions, among others, are all in freefall. These are banks. Now, he goes on to say that the majors all instantly puked up by the last U.S. cash open, led by small caps, but the Dow and the S&P are now down by 1%. And this is what I'm seeing with this stock market fail. And I read the charts, and I mean, like, you know, instead of just the zig and zag general grading either upward or downward, it is a literal jolt negative all the way to the floor of the graph. And with our liquidity markets, whatever we have in cash flow going on right now in America, I think we have a greater problem than what is being disclosed to us. Dave, we're short on food, we're short on oil, we're short on energy, we're short on jobs, we're short on money because we're printing it out of nowhere, but we have nothing to back it, and we are making more enemies, both inward and outward. How can this prosper, America, with this Joe Biden administration?
Well, that's the purpose. Their purpose is to take America down. They're succeeding.
I look at this and I say, my God, when is the next riot over food going to happen?
Soon.
You know, in Europe, they're talking about issuing out ration cards. Ration cards, people. Now, And these ration cards, from what I've seen so far from France to Britain, are for fuel and food. Fuel and food. Do you know what happens when your country goes into rationing fuel and food? You are about to have an economic collapse, which typically, when you look back into historical views, even most recently historical views like Venezuela and a few other countries, what was it, 2021, 2020, there was like 30 countries, their economies completely collapsed, the third world countries, second world countries. They went into outright rioting, revolutions, little mini civil wars are happening. Even Japan right now, who's almost always stable, is very unstable right now. And you have to look and say, what does the next 6 months hold for America? Because at the rate we're going, the next 6 months for America looks like this. War with Russia and Ukraine. War with China and the Pacific. Rioting in America, because the closer we get to the 2024 presidential elections and the further away the Democrats get from winning the 2024 elections, the more you can expect terrorism to happen, the more you can expect domestic violent extremism to happen, like all the Antifa and BLM riots. And that makes the economy unstable. And that also makes you, the buyer, unstable. Now, Dave and I know the inside baseball on this, but right now, within like the prepping community stores and some of the places that sell all the big foods and the bunkers, all these places that sell anything that has to do with prepping, for the last 20 years has been a booming little economy. Because everybody has been seeing it coming. But over the last month, 2 months, it has slowed down to the point to where nobody's buying anything. Everybody's saving onto the dollar that may very well soon be just a piece of paper in your pocket. This is my advice to you. Now, Doug did not make his career in financial advisement. I made my career carrying a gun for the government, but I was around a lot of these people and I know a few of them. And this is my advice, okay? Get what you can while you can, while the dollar's still worth something. Dave, would you say anything better than that?
No, I'd add to this though. What you need, minimum. This is minimum. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, because you won't be able to get prescriptions, and tools. And you feverishly need to work towards this every single day, because there's going to come a time that if you don't have it, you're not going to get it. And it doesn't give you much options but to get into the street and try to take what you need by force, and that doesn't end well.
Oh, no. And, you know, even the American retirement system is broken now. What was the last figure I saw? It came from the Fed. I laughed really hard, because when Biden came in, he said he was going to save us all from Trump, right? Well, apparently now Social Security is going to end in 2030. That's the projections. 2030. You cannot have a country that is bleeding out all of its finances. And think of a body, okay? Let me get a little medical on you for a second. If you have a large gunshot wound or laceration, your body is going to be leaking out a lot of liquids, a lot of blood. And if you don't put a pressure bandage on it, if you don't put a tourniquet on it, if you don't stop the bleeding, the 5 to 6 quarts of blood in your body is going to quickly pour out of you. And after about 3 quarts, there's really no coming back. Okay? So what I see America is about 2.5 to 3 quarts of blood. Let's say maybe if the doctors are really good at 4 quarts, when you only have 2 quarts of blood left in your body, they might be able to save you. Okay. If everything falls into line, that's kind of where America's at. And if you look at our southern border, and now we have Title 42 ending, we're going to have probably 2.5 to 3 times the amount of illegal migrants coming across the border. And guess what happens, ladies and gentlemen? They go straight. I know. I used to work for the government. Trust me when I say this. They go straight onto your Social Security money. They go straight onto any of your disability money, your SSI money. They get, let's count it off, Dave, free food, free phone, free computer, free internet, free schooling, college schooling, free housing, free car, government assistance for allocated money every month. Seven things that the American family typically has to fight for every week by going to work and working overtime just to accomplish a couple of those things. Keeping the kids in school, keeping the groceries, you know, stacked inside the house, keeping the car filled with gas or diesel, keeping the lights on. And nowadays, the American family, it takes the mother and father to go out to work. Well, Dave, I don't know how much further the dollar is going to go down, but the projections that were given to me by the U.S. Army intelligence, and this was like, gosh, going on 6-7 years now, okay? This was their projected score, was that one of these days, China is going to continue to make alliances and build friends, and they are going to rob these countries of their precious metals, and they're going to stack their gold vault. And there's eventually going to come a day where they are going to go to the International Monetary Fund, and they're going to say, we now have the goal to challenge the U.S. petrol dollar as the number one form of world currency. Come and inspect our gold, and then we're calling U.S. go and inspect their gold. And the last time they tried this, if I'm correct, was like 2010, 2011. Well, turns out they had, I think, like the first 15 or 20 bars that were tested were gold-plated tungsten. So, haha, you failed, all right? After all the embargo problems that happened between Iran and Trump, whenever we were, you know, not letting them move anything in and out of those canals, and Obama did this as well. So between Obama and Trump, Iran was literally buying in pallets of gold, grain, rice, oil. And China is the one who was getting all those pallets of gold. They were getting some stuff from Russia, and then it would go to China. And then, you know, this is how the BRICS nations things worked, right? And then they'd ship that over to Iran. Well, after an accumulation of a decade worth of gold, and then the Belt and Road Initiative, and Dave, you should talk about the Belt and Road Initiative in case nobody knows it. With the Belt and Road Initiative, they accumulated even more gold. And right now in America, we're not doing that. We don't have mines open. We're not digging up any precious metal anywhere. We're digging a grave for ourselves. And what will happen, this is the projection from the U.S. Army. What will happen is that when they come to call and they say, we challenge the American petrol dollar for the Chinese yuan, the inspection will happen. Most likely, we're going to lose, or we're going to try and stow it. We're going to try and do our best to prevent the inspectors from going to Fort Knox, which means what? You know, wars, rumors of wars, you know, most likely, right? So, but when they eventually do, and they say, China has more gold than you do, we're going with them as the number one currency. The projection that I was given was America immediately follows to like number 7 or 13 down the line for world economies. That turns us into a third world nation overnight.
We're already doing that with immigration.
Absolutely.
How many third world people can you take in until you're the next third world country?
Well, let me tell you this. I have buddies of mine. I'll limit the scope to that. Good friends of mine that I worked with in DHS who are on the border right now. They were texting me the other day. They're like, "Hey, Doug, Title 42 ends on the 11th. You going to come down here and watch the tsunami with us?" Because that's all they can do. That's all they can do. Right now, the Biden administration, if I'm correct, just approved 1,000 or 1,500 U.S. Army troops to go down to the border, not for interdiction, not for law enforcement assistance to be deputized, but for transportation. transportation, people. That means there is no process to get across the border except to go left foot, right foot, move forward across the river and land on American soil. And congratulations, you're an American. And that, my friend, is how you kill America, with gross negligence within the stock markets, gross negligence within banking, gross negligence within international affairs, and by not securing your borders. A country cannot sustain itself. We were the hammer of the world until Joe Biden. Think about that. We were the hammer of the world. No one dared come near us. No one dared fight us. Everybody sat back and watched us bomb how many different countries. Yeah, they complained about it here and there, but who was going to do anything about it? And now with Joe Biden in, now they're going to do something about it. That should tell you a lot. Go ahead, Dave.
It just, you just pulled the words out of my mouth. The game is over. They've rigged every election beyond repair. They control the key points. When a legislator like Liz Harris dares to bring up election fraud, they kick her out of the election, and now they're going to prosecute her. That's not public knowledge yet, but I have an inside source. And they're going to prosecute her for voter intimidation, and all she did was ask if people lived where they said they lived when they voted. That's it. The pollsters asked more probing questions than that. But they're going after her for that. They're going to put her. They're going to try to put her in prison, and all for questioning elections. And it's not just elections. My state is typical of what's going on around the country. Either the Sinaloa cartel, George Soros, or China, or some combination of three, controls our key politicians. And there's not many exceptions. And they're now reacting with vim and vigor to fight against these allegations. But we have the Brager Report, 120,000 pages with 20,000 documents and affidavits. And some of this has already been adjudicated before. So they always say baseless claims. Well, that's not really true. So you've got that situation. You've got the financial collapse that's beginning. If Charles Schwab Bank goes down, that's going to have a huge ripple effect through the major bank. So you'll see some – it's like the aircraft carrier sinking. Right now, it's the cruisers – that are sinking. We're not even to the battleships yet. And then it'll be the carriers like B of A, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan. This banking crisis is going to touch every level. The stock market's going to probably self-correct by about 30% is what I'm hearing. So, Doug, take your pick. It's like you've taken five different forms of poison. Which one's going to kill you first?
Well, they all affect the nervous system one way or another. And the nervous system of America are the workers. You know, there is a good friend of mine named Bobby. He was given a great analogy. And his uncle said, Bobby, when you grow up, you have two choices. You can either be a worker bee or a thinker bee. And the worker bees work for the thinker bees. So he ended up becoming an independent contractor, very successful. And what you have now in America are men and women who are aspiring to be in this new booming economy of a market for housing and building residents, because it's, you know, the population of America is exploding because of the border. And people are having kids. So these are things that are never going to go away. More subdivisions, less forests. You know how it goes. So what ends up happening, Dave, is when the nails cost too much for the hammer to drive into the lumber, which is skyrocketed and the craftsmen can't buy it anymore, your houses aren't going to get built. And the help isn't going to be there to build the houses if you can fork up the excess amount of money that it takes to build a house down. Well, the housing market right there, that one bubble is growing increasingly in size, would you say, Dave? Growing increasingly in size. And what surrounds it is a bush of thorns, ready to pop it at any moment. I can't believe the housing market hasn't just collapsed yet. And everybody is in fear of that. And then we have anyone with small loans, you know, right now, because there's not as much of a growing economy or the amount of money that's out there, you're not working 40-hour weeks, you're working 30-hour weeks, right? So when you don't have that amount of netted revenue coming in, you may be grossing a lot, but with taxes and all this other stuff, you're only netting a little bit. You can't keep up the common household. And so because of that, Americans end up having to chop vacations, new clothes, new tires for the car, maintenance for the car, maintenance for the house, right? We're not going to be able to buy as much, prepping stuff this year as we could. We're not going to be able to send you off to college like we thought. You're going to have to go join the military like Doug did and go get your college the free way, right? So that puts a strangle on the common American family. And the common American family is nothing more than the strings of the nerves running up and down the spines of America. And when you break that, America becomes completely paralyzed. And by breaking it, I mean you break not just the ability for the common American family to go out and work to keep the economy going, because it's we who do that, because it's our taxes that they use to prop everything up. But when you break the spirit and the motivation for men and women to go out and get jobs, sustain those jobs, and because of COVID, because of the economy, because of the politics, because of the wars, people go to drugs, people go to alcohol, people get depressed, they stop having as many kids, they start becoming more internal, they internalize themselves, and they stop becoming a more progressive approach to society. They're not going out and wanting to expand their capabilities more and more. America slowly starts to wither and die. And that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that because I'm having people from all across the country involved in various different businesses are saying, we just can't hire enough people. Well, here's one for you. I know quite a few people who listen to the Doug and Dave Intel report are truck drivers. Now, for any of you guys and gals who do truck driving, email us if we're wrong when we say this. But it used to be there was too much cargo, not enough transport. If I have that correct, that's what a truck driver recently told me. Too much cargo, not enough transport. Now there's too much transport and not enough cargo. So that means the trucking industry is at risk. Dave, we can't continue this process and expect the America of 2016 to be here in 2024. We are not that America anymore. We have drastically, drastically transformed ourselves into this reprobate nation. And I feel it's only going to get worse. I mean, Biden is not, he's not leading us to water. He's leading us to the fires. Go ahead, Dave.
I don't even know what to say to that. Because, that song, The Eve of Destruction? Mm-hmm. The whole time you were talking, that's what was playing through my mind. And what you're beginning to do, and it was funny, I talked to Christy Lee, broadcaster Christy Lee, who left the mainstream to do something on our side of the fence. And it's reminiscent of what Christy was saying in an interview I just did with her, saying the same thing. You're talking about all the exits are being closed off.
Yeah.
What happens when you corner an animal?
Well, the thing with America is we are the cornered animal that's been beaten for so long that you're going to have either a psychopathic snap and attack.
Yeah.
Which is rioting, right? That's rioting. That's the revolution. That's the people rising up against a government that's destroyed their economy. Or you capitulate and you piss yourself and you don't get out of the corner and you be a good boy, and then that's it. That's it. They beat you into submission. That's what dictatorships do. Dictatorships, authoritarianism, does two things. It beats you into submission with policies, procedures, laws, then using law enforcement and the military against the people, also with subverted groups inside the people that are a quasi-law enforcement military, but more or less a terrorist group, right? So obviously we're talking about Nazis. And when I say that, I know many of you thought, oh, the Biden administration. No, the example I was using was actually Nazi Germany.
Is there a difference?
Yes, there is. You know what the difference is? This is the difference. Nazi Germany had a booming economy. Nazi Germany, and I don't mean to say this, but I'm going to say it, was pure in thought and intention and in motivation. By pure, I meant they did not have outside influences watering down what their definition of Nazi Germany was supposed to be, and no one, nothing, anything was going to change it. That's the path that a dictator can take because there's no Congress to muddy the waters. Here, we already did it. We did it 200 plus years ago. We had a constitution created. We had our great wars. And if you just followed the constitutions and the Bill of Rights and you limited the government and you expanded the state government, we would all be fine. But instead, Congress gave more power to itself. Governors became small presidents over small countries. And big business, with their booming industries helping the economy, took over and became another form of government. Now, Nazi Germany, what they did, because they had similar things happen, what they did, though, is they said everyone now is either going to be under the Nazi Party or under the boot of the Nazi Party. So everyone joined. But because of the catastrophic nature of Nazism, with the assassination plots and with the brown shirts running around harassing and killing people, and then you obviously have the wars. And I'm talking about like pre-war Nazi Germany, okay? Interim war Nazi Germany, post-war Nazi Germany, it's a collapse, it's a failure all day long. But right there at the beginning, there's a couple of historians who say if Hitler would have just went to Poland, worried about Poland, and then became an industrial magnate, they would have taken over all of Asia and Europe. But instead, it was a madman who was in charge, right? It was an absolute madman, an absolute psychopath. Joe Biden's not far from that. Joe Biden's an idiot. There's a reason why the only thing the man's allowed to do is sit there and, you know, lick ice cream and sniff hair. If Joe Biden had an ounce or two of aggressive, how would you say, bullheadedness as Trump did, Joe Biden would be a dictator. If Joe Biden was as motivated, vociferous, aggressive in politics and stature as Donald Trump was, he would become a dictator. Because the parallels here between Stalin and Mao and Hitler and so on and so forth, and what Joe Biden is doing by using his government against his own political enemies and creating actual enemies, the parallels are there. The similarities are there. And the problem that we have now is we have this downturn in our economy, and you have, you know, what, we're probably, I don't know, 10% in earnings less than we were last year as a whole GDP. And that's probably going to grow and grow and grow, which means it's going to downgrade America. And eventually, even with all the quantitative easing, the dollar is going to be worth like, what, 80 to 70 cents. And we're not going to be able to compare ourselves and be competitive on the international scale. So that means typically that war has to happen in order for us to grab what? Timber, oil. We have to be able to grab land rights. We have to be able to grab water rights. We have to be able to go and get minerals. And that means we have to go to a nation and take that over. Now, that either means we're going to have the CIA stage a war and, you know, have a jihad somewhere and we'll have a 20-year war to bump up the economy, or we're going to do it in Ukraine. And that's why I keep saying we're going to have a war in Ukraine. Because Ukraine, Dave, correct me if I'm wrong, Ukraine has everything in its country, in the ground, to replenish the economy of the American government, almost back to the standard. They have the most amount to be able to grow wheat. They already have nuclear energy there. They have almost every type of exotic metal that is needed for an economy, it's there. The only thing that Ukraine had too many of at one point was Ukrainians. Well, we saw to that, didn't we? The Ukrainian army has lost over 500,000 troops. I want to say that again. The Ukrainian army has lost over 500,000 troops. It's estimated that another 800,000 are wounded, won't return to service. That means there's not an army. That means there's a few battalions left. So if we don't move in, and you see the hyper-polarization in Europe right now in the Balkans, you have Lithuania and Poland saying we need to take Ukraine and become a super state. You have other members of EU saying that Ukraine, Poland, Lithuania should become the super state again. The moment Joe Biden agrees to that, it's going to happen. The Polish president or prime minister, whatever the hell he is going to roll his troops and everyone that's U.S. military staged there into Western Ukraine, and they're going to start seizing territory. And the moment one artillery shell falls in that territorial line, as they begin to capture from the west and move towards the east of Ukraine, they're going to consider it an act of war. And then, boom, we're going to be involved. The other problem is every military strategist so far in the world says we're going to lose this war, except for ours. So in my mind, we're going to be set up for failure already for that war in Ukraine to grab those mineral rights to help counterbalance the trillions of dollars we have wasted here in America. And we're still not going to solve the job problem. We're still not going to solve the homeless problem. We're still not going to solve the food crisis problem, the mortgage problem with the housing bubble, the small loans, the small debts that are accumulating with interest. We're not going to solve any of that. I think all that's going to be allowed to implode. And we're not going to stop the border, so obviously the population is going to increase. I mean, here's my problem, Dave. When I look at a map and I start pegging on the map all the problems that we have in America, I'm not finding enough room for solutions. I'm only finding problems. And they grow exponentially every month. We cannot sustain a free America under this tyrannical rule. Is that a word that you want to use? You know, under whatever it is that the Biden administration decided to do to America to destroy it, we cannot sustain this another 2 years. Biden has to go. And whoever becomes president in 2024, the 4 years that it's going to take for them to right the wrong of America still won't make a difference. Not from what the economists are saying. By 2030, if we don't change the path we're on, America's a third world nation. So happy Wednesday to everybody.
On that note, I let you go because you were just on a roll here and I saw no need to interrupt you, but you're speaking truth to power. But the reality is we still have options. So let's take a look here. Give me your best option.
Well, before we talk about options, let's talk about the 7 risk factors that could trigger a significant stock market crash. One, you got inflation. Then you got interest rates. That's number 2. Disappointing earnings from the family household. That's 3. Geopolitical events. That's 4. Banking crash. That's 5. Oil shock. 6. Supply chain disruption. So in my mind, and once again, I'm not an economist. I'm just trying to apply simple mathematics here. But I think in order to get 2 + 2 = 4, the government has to stop trying to divide the American people. And there's no rehabilitation in my mind right now for the American people and the American government. It's a we versus them. And we sit back and we see them destroying the stock market, destroying us on an international stage, increasing with the Fed, increasing interest rates and inflations, downgrading the value of the dollar, which means they're downgrading the value of your retirement. Okay. I think one of the only ways that you can get around this, because the American dollar in the way that we work in America, I believe is dead. You're going to have to create something new. And I know Texas talked about doing it, creating its own gold standard cryptocurrency. And there's a couple other states that have said that they would do that. Maybe that is the future. But, you know, the problem with crypto has always been the same problem. It's just ones and zeros in a bank somewhere that you cannot go and deposit. You cannot go and draw out of. I know some people have like debit cards, and I've seen like one or two debit card machines where you can actually use Bitcoin to draw money out of it. But that takes a lot of money, time, and effort to then get into Bitcoin, get into cryptos, and watch these things grow and then watch them collapse and fall. And I just don't think they're as reliable yet as even the American dollar is. I think gold, silver, bartering, and more or less hanging out and waiting to see what's going on with the economy, which explains why nobody's buying anything, right? Which explains why no one's going on vacation. And, you know, the other thing is the supply chain disruption. Let's talk about that real quick. Should China choose to, China can cut off all the medical aid that Americans need, because all of our medicine, what is it, Dave? 90% of our medicine comes from China. Imagine if they put an embargo on that. Like, nope, we're not giving you your morphine. We're not going to give you your antipsychotics, your antidepressant pills. We're not going to give you your blood pressure pills or the pills that you need for your heart. Like my dad has to take those little nitro pills for his heart. We're just not going to send it to you until you come to the table and meet us. Even just 1 month of that kills how many people? This is what happens. America gave everything that made us independent and strong to other nations. And so we decided, I guess, at some point, well, you know, if we're the biggest bully on the block and we diversified all of our assets, all we got to do is just protect our assets. They'll never turn on us. And they did. And now we have a complete idiot who is running this country into the ground, and he has no answers for it except to just threaten everybody. I would love to hear you tell me things are going to get better, Dave. I'll debate you on this. I'll debate you on it.
Well, I hate to say it. They're not going to get better in the short term. We've created this situation, and now we got to dig our way out. And that's the challenge, Doug.
Well, what about the investor market? Are you hearing anything good on that?
No. Yes, there is a silver lining. Boycotts work.
Yep.
With the recent transgender issue with Bud Light, the Anheuser-Busch company is trying to give away cases, cartons, all kinds of volume to bar owners, and they won't take it. Their profits are down 26%. And then you take a look at Fox News. They fired Tucker Carlson. They lost $1 billion in 12 hours. And yeah, Sean Hannity's down 1.1 million viewers as of yesterday. So here's my message. It's twofold. It's a two-edged sword. One, spend your money on the locals. Don't spend it on the corporates. In fact, the lockdowns exposed what these people are after. The box stores were allowed to stay open, even though they sold the same products as the small businesses they forced to close, and 56% of them went out of business. So therefore, I would say this was deliberate, because what does small business give you? Independent owner operators. What do box stores give you? Closely tied government entities. They were trading free enterprise for fascism with their lockdown procedures.
That's right.
So here's where I'm going with this. Boycotts work, yes. But there are people like George Soros, Clear Channel Communication, the Chinese, the cartel money laundering operations they are willing to supply a losing venture if it gets the message across. Fox News will not bend one iota. They'll take the losses, just like CNN and MSNBC, because they're underwritten by globalist corporations. But you know what? We can sure as hell make it expensive for them.
Yeah. You know, you don't think about it, but I've always had in my mind over the past, I don't know, couple of years that if I could, I would create my own market. And as you know, Dave, we have a small poultry farm. The thing that I always wanted was a farmer's market, but it to be more than just produce. And this is easy for communities. So, you know, if this makes sense to anybody, write this down. In my mind, because I've been to quite a few Amish farmer markets and a bunch of other farmer markets in the Northeast, and they work well. You can go in there and you can buy your fruits, your vegetables. Sometimes they'll have chickens and rabbits. Sometimes they'll have handmade clothes. They'll have handmade candles. You know, they'll have, you know, things in there. You'll have an advertisement for babysitting and you know, mowing lawns and all that stuff. So that's a marketplace. Okay. Originally, back in the way back days of the continental times of America, that farmer's market or the marketplace was where people would go to within the counties, and they would go and say, hey, this is where I can get my goods here, my entertainment here, my this, my that. And now with the big box stores, you got to travel 5 miles in six different directions to get your clothes, to get your dog food, to get your this, to get your that. And because these big box stores control the pricing of all this stuff. And it's all come from Pakistan and Mexico, and it comes from China, right? Nothing's made in America anymore. But yet it costs more for you to buy that stuff than it does for them to get it made. Go away from those markets. That's the eventual future. If you want to see a change in the economy, that's, I think, who we should boycott. I think we should boycott everything coming from China. But are we ready to start making everything in America again, Dave? Even no. Something as simple as dog food and candles and clothes, we're not ready for it. Manufacturing's not there for it.
What's a diabetic supposed to do, though? They get their insulin from China.
That's right.
What are they supposed to do?
That's what I'm saying. Like that, it, just that alone, if Doug was president for a day, I would do everything possible here in America to say, I'm going to throw your ass in prison if you don't start making all the emergency medical supplies that we need. I'll be dictator for a day because that might be what it takes in order for us to not be on the bouncing beam anymore with China. All China has to do is take a step back in America, the teeter totters, and we plummet. That's all they got to do. I mean, that within itself is almost worth going to war over, because we have, what, 20 million diabetics in America? You know, think about that. If you don't have your insulin, you're dead. You can't get it here in America. Here, let's read. Supply chain disruption, okay? If they decide to surround America with their battleships and to cut us off in a siege, how many people die within the first couple months? And that's with the power on. With the power on. When the death toll starts to rise, and then you have the violence in the streets start to rise, people are getting paranoid just to go down to Dollar General to buy some freaking canned food. All right. You destabilize not just the economy, you destabilize the psyche of America. And that means we're not going to come to the negotiating table because I'm afraid to leave my family in the house while I'm not there. Less people get involved, right? I mean, that's what's happening in other countries around the world right now. That's why warlords in certain parts of Africa literally own entire towns. Like the cartel literally owns 3/4 of Mexico, or let's just say all of Mexico. And you don't dare walk outside the agreed upon policies of the cartel or they will tank you or kill you, right? That's kind of what China has done to us. But we did that to ourselves because we created that monster. And it was Joe Biden who helped prop up China. And it was Joe Biden back in the 70s who went to Russia and said, I'm your man. I'm your boy. Help me. I'll help you. And now look at this.
Yeah, you've laid it out. It's just, but we want to send people away with hope. And one thing I'll leave you with from my perspective is you can strike back at these globalist corporations that's largely behind what's going on, and you can cut their profit motive. You can cut it a lot, and you can force them to spend money to keep that institution alive, and that's clearly what they'll do. But nonetheless, you're forcing player B to come in, and they're not as sophisticated necessarily as talented, and you could do the same thing to them. So the people have options. I think the spiritual aspect of this is God commands us to fight against injustice, and this is what we see. That's going to continue and escalate. I think they'll use it for martial law at some point. But with regard to these corporations, you have a choice. Go to Joe's Diner, not some nationally known restaurant. And when you do that, the money, by the way, the money.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so unfortunately we have lost connection. The Doug and Dave Intel report has a lot of interference on it from whoever, whomever, or whyever it's happening. But the podcast we just did about the economy is very serious. What I suggest you do, okay, I'm not an economist, this is just what I suggest you do, train, prep, and pray. Okay, continue to train, continue to get in shape, continue to learn your self-defense, learn the ability to protect yourself and your family, and you can do that by going to the readymaderesources.com and signing up for the June active shooter training course. Now, that is $850. I know that sounds like a lot, but it's going to be 3 days, 10-hour days of training, 30 hours of training. You're going to be doing everything from tactics, medical training to advanced medical training, SEER training, so the survival, evasion, resistance training. And then at night, we're going to be doing nighttime training because anything can happen day or night, and night always gets way, way weirder and worse. So if you want to help support me, if you want to help be better prepared for yourself, for your family, for the inevitable conflict that is going to happen in this country, I don't think, if you listen to the podcast we did, that you can take yourself not serious anymore, that you can look at this world and say, nah, everything's going to be fine. Everything will be fine. Next week, everything will go back to normal. When Donald Trump gets elected, it'll all go back to normal. Stop lying to yourself, guys. Crime rates are spiking. The dangers around the world are continuing to spike as well. The economy is crashing. Food's becoming more expensive along with fuel. Jobs are starting to see a decrease again. Guys, it's not looking good. So that means conflict and violence is most likely in your future. Please, if you're not prepared, if you're not trained, if you need to hone those skills and you want to hang out with some cool guys and we can have our cool guy conversations around the fire at night afterwards, come out to Teleco Plains. Go to Ready Made Resources. You can sign up on the website or you can call Ready Made Resources and say, I want to sign up for the June class for the active shooter training. That's going to be at the end of June, 23rd, 24th, 25th. We're already getting seats involved in this class right now, so it's starting to fill up. Thank God. Praise God. I say we'll take on all comers, but in reality, we can only hold about 30 people there, and that's a lot of training for just two instructors, but we will get it done. It won't be the last class. Me and Jamie Walden are working on, hopefully, soon, having a similar class at his place, the Buffalo Base Camp, in Colorado. But, you know, guys, right now, with the way everything's going, get the training in while you can. I've had some people reach out to me back home from East Texas wanting me to come out to their place and give their family a private lesson in training. If you're interested in that, just hear me out. If you're interested in that, give me an email. We'll talk about it. Needs to be at least 8 or 10 people for me to be able to drive, you know, a ton of miles with a huge trailer filled full of equipment so that I can offset the cost of diesel. But I'm more than willing to go out there and to do that, to see that you are better prepared for your family's sake, that you're trained up, that you are confident, because that's what I want to leave you with, is confidence in your skills. Okay, guys? Back on the economy, here's my advice. I'll tell you what I'm doing. For every $5, save $2. Every time you go to the store, buy 4 or 5 extra cans of food. And don't forget, if you got pets, you may want to buy extra dog food and cat food. You may want to buy extra chicken feed here and there. That means you may not want to go out and spend half your money on Whataburger and ice cream. And when I say stuff like that, I'm picking on myself, because I kick myself in the ass when I go, man, if only I had enough money for this. And then I look at the receipts from Dairy Queen and I say, well, Doug, if only you would stop spending $100 a week at Dairy Queen, you would have more money. I don't spend that much on ice cream, but I definitely would if I had the money. Listen, guys, I love you all. May God hold you close to his bosom. May he protect you under the pinions of his wings. Be in God's word. Prepare for the bad times coming in this country through prayer. Proper time and prayer. Get down on your knees. Get in close with the Master. Go to his throne room and throw down all of your burdens and your woes and your sadness at his feet and leave it there. Stand up and walk in glory, because we serve a mighty God, the King of kings, the King of the ages, Jesus Christ. And with that, God be with you. God bless you. Maranatha. And stay frosty. The enemy's out there. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.